I'd like to present some of our results to you now, and I must stress that these are interim results without the full numbers. And what you can see on the left here is the odds ratio for having breast cancer if you have the mutant allele for each of the genes, which are along the bottom. Having an odds ratio of greater than 1 infers an increased risk of breast cancer, and less than 1 is a decreased risk of breast cancer. And you can see we split our results by pre- and postmenopausal. The next thing to mention is that some of the genes that we've chosen to study are actually replications of previous studies, and these ones are the EHMT2, MBD2 and PRDM2, and we've also chosen some new ones to look at, and I've just put one of them up here, which is the DNMT3L. First thing to mention is just looking at the odds ratios. The EHMT2 odds ratios appear to be similar to those that have been published previously. None of the results here are significant at the numbers that we've analysed, but we have noticed as we've gone on with our analysis, our error bars are narrowing, so we are getting closer to the odds ratios. Some of the other genes, the MBD2 and the PRDM2, don't look to be replicating previous results. I don't think they probably will, because they look like they're going in the opposite direction, but again, this shows the importance of replicating previous studies. And the DNMT3L doesn't look to have much of an effect in the postmenopausal women, but may possibly have effects in the premenopausal women.